We're at the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships from Bill Battle Coliseum on the campus of Birmingham Southern College. I'm joined tonight by Millsaps College head women's basketball coach Chuck Winkleman. The Majors picking up their win tonight in the second SCAC Women's semifinal game with a win over Southwestern University 63-55 to advance to tomorrow's championship game. Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a great accomplishment for a bunch of girls that have really, really invested a lot of time. I'm real proud for them.
Coach, as I mentioned, the win 63-55. Just your opening comments on how you thought the game played out for your Majors this evening.
Well, I was impressed yesterday with how obviously I felt like Southwestern, really survived. I mean, you could see how they came here to not just play one game and you were going to get their best, even the things they talked about after the game, listening to the interviews about, hey, we hope that double overtime win is not the best thing that we've done all weekend. And that got our attention, for sure. Carrie does a wonderful job, have a great deal of respect. I think she's got some great kids and a heck of a recruiting class. So this is a big win, major accomplishment for us.
Coach, you guys shot the ball a lot better tonight than you did last night, 42% from the field. What was different maybe tonight than last night? I know we talked about getting the ball inside. I think that helped your team out a lot.
Yeah, but it actually carried over if you go back in the second half of last night's game, shooting the ball over 40%. We kind of settled down a little bit. I thought last night, first game, all this stuff for some of our young kids, that we were a little bit over ready, a little juice too much. So I thought as the game wore on, we shot the ball better, and I think that just carried over. We have really improved a lot the last 4 weeks because we're seeing a lot of the defenses that Southwestern played tonight on us, and we're getting better at attacking it. We're finding ways to get the ball inside. We know who we are, and we're doing a really good job with it right now.
Coach, as you look at Southwestern's team, they're really long, really athletic, but you guys went inside. You pounded the ball inside tonight, 42 points in the paint to just 18 for Southwestern. What did you see going tonight's game that you thought you really could take advantage of, getting the ball down low to Shantae and Janice and really taking advantage?
Well, and I don't know. I haven't watched the tape, but some of that, I'm sure, is in transition, not just always to Janice or Shantae, but I think we've gotten them to – part of it's just player movement. I'm sorry. It's not a complicated thing. I think we're really getting them to understand, ball movement, player movement. You can't just stand. We tend to want to stand. And I think as Shantae has learned to move without the ball better, and put herself in a position to score without the ball, that I think over the last couple of weeks has really helped us. And that's, shows up tonight.
Coach, you got teed up in the first half. Take me through what happened there and what you said at the refs.
Well, I just, it's a long time ago. I don't know why Russell had to bring that up. But, that was early in the game. I thought they missed a block call. I thought we got clearly all the ball. I thought I had a great view of it. And honestly, I can't remember now what I even got it over. I can't remember, which is good. So I apologize later. And, you can't – if I could have just been more patient – and got her at a better time and talked to her. I don't blame her for sticking me. You can't yell like that at somebody. So, well deserved. Maybe it juiced our team a little bit. I don't know.
Coach, you've been preaching defense the entire year, from media days at the beginning of the season to coming into this weekend. Southwestern came into this weekend second highest offensive scoring team in the conference. They average over 70 points a game. You held them to 55 tonight. What'd you do defensively to sort of slow them down and get them out of rhythm?
Oh gosh, I just think it's effort, and we've got I try to give them a little bit. I know it looks like I don't because we're so set oriented, but on offense they do know they have some freedom to make some plays. But we're just real sticklers. Defensively, there's not as much gray area. I mean, we are pretty black and white. You got to be at this spot, when the ball's there, and as the ball's moving in the air, you got to get to this spot. So I just think over time, and we're willing to just grind it. Our kids just bear down. I think that's part of it. I mean, as the game, I just think we're finishing well. We're going to just stay with it, and I think the last two nights, we just keep coming at you defensively, and I do think there's a little bit of fatigue factor. And to hold two teams like we've done the last two nights, it's just effort, a big part of it.
Well, Coach, you mentioned that grind and then being able to finish. You really, that first half seemed to be a grind, but then all of a sudden you close out on an 8-0 run. How big was that going into the second half to have that spark there right at the end?
Yeah, and I think a couple, I haven't watched the tape, but I think a couple of those might have come in transition. Mm-hmm. I think we got some easy buckets, got up and down the floor, and yeah, that helped us momentum-wise. We hit the layup I don't know how we got the ball off a miss or a steal. We knocked it out, and Velvet got it in, I think, before the buzzer went right off. I think that carried over. It allows you some, you know, grace. You know, when they come out, they make a little run early, you can, you know, sustain that and overcome it a little bit and make your next run back at them. And just happy to advance. And we got the reward is we get to play center. And, you know, they're an outstanding basketball team led by an outstanding young lady who's very unassuming. I'm sure I don't see the thing, but I'm sure she was player of the year in the SCAC, Maggie Pruitt. So, I mean, I think it's just a great honor. I think the kids have utmost respect for that team. But, you know, looking forward to the opportunity. It's a great one for us where we've been.
You talk about the opportunity, Coach. You came into this weekend. Millsaps had never won a game in the SCAC tournament. Now, all of a sudden, you find yourself in tomorrow's SCAC championship game against Center, a team that you've lost two games already this year. Talk about the opportunity to get a chance to play against a team that you've struggled with this season. And, you know, what'd you tell the girls in the locker room that you're going to have to continue to do well tomorrow to have a chance to win this SCAC championship?
Well, it's just, you know, we got things to do tonight. We have a process of how we recover. And we've got to stay with that. And rest is a part of the training. We got to get rest. So it starts there with just taking care of our bodies and resting. And we'll again, we count on our preparation beforehand. Going into this tournament, we just felt like let's do some few simple things in practice, tighten it up a little bit, and just trust our preparation over the course of the season to get us ready for a third game in 3 days. And, you know, it's – we only have to be better than Center one day, and why not tomorrow be that day? So I think that's our attitude. We know that maybe in a seven-game series, you know, shoot, they might beat us 4-1. Well, it's not a seven-game series tomorrow. It's a one, you know, winner-take-all type thing. And you know, I guess against them, we're happy for that. Because over a long haul, we might not have a chance. But we have a chance. It's a one-game deal.
Millsaps head women's basketball coach Chuck Winkleman, again, the majors, picking up the win tonight in the second SCAC women's semifinal game here from Bill Battle Coliseum on the campus of Birmingham Southern College with a win 63-55 over Southwestern, advancing to tomorrow's SCAC championship game. Coach, again, congratulations. Now 22-5 on the year, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Russell.